All ideas emerge originally from simple ideas of sensation, according to Locke. His acquisition thesis asserts that all ideas are either simple or complex, and complex and general ideas are derived in the latter case by abstraction, in the former case by combination, from simple ideas of sensation, reflection, or both. Now, the rest of this question asks, what are the consequences of that thesis? Well, one of the consequences is that simple ideas come first and complex or general ideas only come later. So perception on this account involves atomic entities, simple ideas, on the basis of which all other ideas emerge. There's also a distinction between the direct and the indirect object of perception that comes with this theory of ideas of perception. The direct object is the thing that is immediately before perception when we're conscious of something seen, heard, touched, tasted, or smelled. However, the indirect object is the thing in the world, in the case of sense perceptions, which stands as the cause of what we are immediately conscious of. The third consequence is that simple ideas can never be invented. Otherwise, we would be able to generate part of our reality, and that's not something that Locke thinks is possible.